I agree with you. You know, this is our ham family, and a lot of people don't consider it that way, but I do. You know, we get close to one another, and something happens and we don't hear each other on the radio for a while. Sometimes we'll pick up the phone and find out what's going on. Sometimes we don't. But we form friendships and things that we wouldn't have otherwise because of the radios. And they're just a marvel to me. And I've really enjoyed my time with them. And hope I got a good while long to play with them, to be honest with you. But met so many wonderful people. A lot of them have gone on before us, and there's a lot of them that's still out there, and got a lot of younger ones coming up now too, which is wonderful. I love the younger folks when they get into the hobby. But it gives us something to do, and gives us a way to keep in touch with one another. And that's what it's all about. You know, if we don't have the contact with each other, then, you know, we might as well just dig us a hole and pull it in on top of us, I guess. I don't want to do that, so I think I'll just hang in here and talk on the radio. But Larry, again, tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all had I know you had a wonderful day today. You said so. And I hope you have another one tomorrow. It's supposed to be pretty again tomorrow, as best I remember. And I don't know, maybe it'd be a little cooler tomorrow than it was today, but it was beautiful out there. Joy and I did a little errands. We're going to run a couple of errands today and got out of the house for just a little bit and really enjoyed the afternoon. But y'all take care. Appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit this evening. Look forward to doing it again. And again, tell Miss Donna we said hello. 73, my friend. Talk to you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Is there anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, N4SMH for a quick comment.
Good.
Just to echo what Larry said, I think back when I started, I was KM4MIB, you know, 8 or 9 years ago, and some of the best conversations I had were really with Larry himself and Ray, K4SUG, rest his soul. But I admit that I hadn't been around the radio as much as I'd like to, but now that I'm back, and it is a group, and it's like a family, and I'm really appreciative for it. And, you know, when I heard about your medical scare, I was worried about you, but glad that you're back on, and I just wanted to just really echo Larry's comments. I think it's a family, and I'm glad that we're all here on Wednesday evenings with you. Y'all have a good night. Tell Joy we said hello, and Larry, let Donna know we said hello as well. I'll be clear for the evening and for SMH.
Well, it is a family, and it's, my father-in-law, I've told this tale before, I'll tell it again, it's the truth. I got out of the military in 1974, and my father-in-law, WB4YUO, tried to get me to go get my ham license when I got out. I told him no. I said, Daddy, I'm tired of working on radios. I don't want nothing to do with them. So I went to work driving a truck and drove a truck for 45 years. But anyway, 30 years later, after I got out of the service and my father-in-law tried to get me to get my license, I went and took the test. And the day I got my technician license, I went over and told him. And he said, what took you so long? And you'd have to know me and my father-in-law. I called him my fat little fishing buddy. And I said that to his face. He was just a joy to be around. And he was, he could get kind of harsh with his words every once in a while, but who can't, you know? But anyway, he was my daddy-in-law. And we had this wonderful relationship. So once I got my technician license, and then Joy got hers, and he was thrilled to death when she got hers. And then I got my general, and then I went finally took my extra and got my extra class. And I went over to my father-in-law's house, and he was sitting in his recliner. And I said, "Daddy, I just came to tell you that I got my extra test. Took my extra test today and passed it." I said, "I'm in extra class now." And he, again, you'd have to know him, but he leaned back in his recliner and he crossed his arms and looked up at me and he said, "Well, you're finally one of us." But he meant that lovingly. And what he was doing was making fun of me because I didn't do it 30 years before.
Look what you missed out on. But I am glad you got it done and you're here with us now. And we also always like to tell you that we appreciate your service back then. But that's a good story. I've also met a lot of my father. None of my family were radio operators, but I've met a lot of friends through here and a lot of them in person. And it's just been an added joy to my life and where I'm at. But I'll turn it back over to you in the net. It's been a joy and enjoy it every night. Have a good evening in Forest Beach.
Thanks for coming in and making a couple of comments. I didn't mean to get so long-winded on that little tale about my father-in-law, but I miss him. He's a silent key now, and as well as a whole bunch of other real close friends and family. But anyway, we are a family here, and thanks for coming in there and commenting on Larry's remarks as well. Larry's just a super blessing to a lot of folks. But you take care over there, John. We'll talk at you a little bit later. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Sorry about the late check-in. Please check in Joe, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, Mobile and Greer. And I'm just about designated, so I guess I'll be kind of in and out this evening. Over.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JD, Mr. Joe over there in Greer. Joe, you ain't never late till we close it out. And if you come in before we go too far away from the radio, you won't be late then either. But appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. And you be careful almost home there to your destination. Have a safe little ride the rest of the way in. Get you some rest and have a great day tomorrow. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Just to say, I had a good time listening to all y'all. It was fun just sitting back listening. WA4HNT, I'm pulling the plug.
Thank you so much. We enjoyed it. Had a great evening this evening. And glad you hung around and listened to the net. Come back, and talk with us a little bit one of these days soon. But you take care down in Pendleton, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KQ4HLZ.
4HLV, can I get your name and location?
That is Kilo Quebec 4, Hotel Lima Zulu. And my name is Benson, and I'm in Marshall, North Carolina.
I got it corrected. KQ4, Hotel Lima Zulu. Mr. Benson up in Marshall, North Carolina. A good signal into the repeater from Marshall. I can't remember the gentleman's name. I've got it in my log. I'll have to go back and look it up. Guy we used to talk to quite a bit lived in Marshall. He was a blind ham. I don't know if he's still with us now or not, but this was several years ago. It's probably been 10 or 12 years since I've talked to him, but I'm going to go back and look him up in my logbook. But he lived up there in Marshall as well. If I could remember his call sign, you might know him for his name or something of that nature. But Benson, thanks for checking in from Marshall up there. Again, good signal into the repeater.
Roger that. just without me having to look up the frequency. Which repeater is this?
4NYK. It's the 146.610 negative offset machine. It's up on Caesar's Head. Over.
Oh, roger that. That's very good then. I'm quite happy with the way this thing's getting out then. I appreciate that.
Little quieting into the repeater, just a beautiful signal up from Marshall. Up in that area, sometimes it gets to be a challenge to get into our repeater because of the mountainous terrain. But you're right in there. You got a sound like you got a direct line of sight, buddy. It sounds really good.
Man, I appreciate that. I hope y'all have a good evening. 73's to everybody, and this is KQ4HLZ. We're clearing out.
Well, you come back each and every night if you can, or as often as you can. We'd love to have you each night. We have a net starts at 9 o'clock, different net controller tonight, or different net controller each night. I just happen to be the lucky one on the net on Wednesday nights. And, again, we'd love to have you come back as often as you can. You take care up there in Marshall. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Okay, 4DOS.
4DOS, good evening to you as always. Check in, that other bunch from over here in Tocoa. N4DME, I'm Paul. And let's see, who's that other one? I can't think of his name. Crouch. No, I'm joking. It's AA4QS, that's Donald. We're both over here in Tocoa. Appreciate you calling the net, Gary, and all the fine work you do for our great hobby. Keep up the good work, and appreciate you calling the net.
AI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4DME. That's Mr. Paul and his dad, AA4QS, Mr. Donald, down there in Tocoa, Georgia. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Paul. Tell Donald we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And folks, Paul has I can't remember your repeater's frequency. It's 330. What's for one? Is it 146 or one? I don't remember. I got it programmed into my radio here, but I can't remember the frequency. Give me that frequency again, Paul.
Hey. Now, I thought you were supposed to be like wine. You get better with age. Don't be doing this to me now. You know, I'm coming up behind you, so, you know, you got to keep things rolling. But anyway, I understand. It's no big deal. It's kind of like cell phones now. But anyway, it's 147.330 with a positive offset and one of them aggravating PL tones of 127.3.
I got it programmed in my radio. Once I get it programmed in there, I don't worry about it anymore. Which I really should, but you know, I don't. I got it programmed in. Don't have to worry about it. But I had a couple of repeaters. A couple of them added a tone, and a couple of them changed the tones. Now I can go in and change. I can fix my radios. You know, reprogram them. I do that by hand. I learned to program mine the old-fashioned way. That way, I mean, I can do it with the computer, you know, put it all in there that way. But if something happens and I'm out on the road or, you know, if I'm mobile or something, that nature and something changes, I can know how to get back into my radio and fix it. But once I get it in there, you know, I pretty well forget about it. But we got it this time, 147.330. And that's a good repeater, folks, down there. If you're down in and around Tocoa, I can get it from here, so it's pretty decent. Got good coverage. But, Paul, we appreciate all you do down there, and thanks for putting the repeater up and maintaining it so we're able to advance the hobby and, you know, in that neck of the woods and the coverage area that it has. But again, Paul, thanks for that. And, you know, I do have these senior moments a little bit. My forgetter's getting to where it works real good.
Oh, yeah. Well, you was calling the net before I got my license way back when gas was below $1 a gallon. And you're probably, you know, you kind of remind me of Dick Clark. You know, he always stayed the same age. Don't mind how many years you watched him, he stayed the same age. So you must have picked him jeans up. But anyway, you'll probably be around a lot longer than I will. Who knows? But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, using cell phones and everything else, you know. We all accustomed to that convenience. You know, it's amazing how convenient things are in today's world. But yet, you know, we always pray to get smart, but, you know, the good Lord has to find us ways to teach us how to be smart. And if it weren't for people like me and you and others that are old-fashioned, for the lack of terminology, you know, we couldn't make ourselves smart. Or either, you know, help others become smart and wise. So, it's, you know, it's people like us that, you know, we kind of got the ball in our own court to help promote the hobby and teach others and learn others. And, you know, not only as, you know, teachers, but sometimes we learn as we go.
Well, no doubt about it. I try to learn something new every day. Don't always succeed, but most days I find something new that I can learn that I don't know, and which is a good thing. And, it's like Ray Allison used to say years ago. He said, you get your ham license, it's a license to learn, and there's so much in this hobby that... And so many different directions you can go in that it is a license to learn. You know, if you don't know something, you can go over here and learn something else. And if that don't suit your fancy, you can turn around and do something else. And sooner or later, you'll find a part of this hobby someplace that really suits you and you'll really enjoy it. But, you know, mine is getting in here and turning knobs, you know, but people have their waterfalls and all that if they want to, but I like turning a knob and, you know, bringing a station and then trying to work it, and then when I work it, you know, I have a great sense of accomplishment. You know, I'm sitting here with a pencil and paper and a radio and a piece of wire, and I'm talking to somebody over in, you know, New Zealand or Australia or who knows where. It's amazing what technology that we have in front of us, and you know, most of that's obsolete now.
Well, I'm not trying to jump tracks, but you know, I went to one of the pharmacies I used to use back when I was growing up. Had a sign on his front, on his desk as you walked in, and it said, you know, pharmacists don't die. They just become pills. And depending on how you look at that statement, you know, Ray was kind of the same way. You know, he didn't die. You know, his wisdom lives on that he shared with many of us on the radio and in real life, you know, as we met him. So, but, you know, it's people like me and you that's been in the hobby since the test of time, and has grown in the hobby and see the hobby change every day from what it used to be to what it has become. You know, and you know, I'll let the machine burp. And, you know, oh goodness, lost my train of thought. See, you done rubbed off on me. I done forgot what I was going to say now. But anyway, it'll come back to me here eventually, probably. But, you know, we've been around the hobby, and of course, you've been around it probably longer than I have, probably 10 or 20 years longer than I have. And, you know, I can only, you know, say for what I've seen. But, oh, yeah, I know what it was now. See, I told you to come back to me once I knock the dust off. I'll let the machine burp. I've been a ham ever since April of 94, I think it was. And, you know, as a technician, you know, I was around a lot, and, you know, I put myself through a lot of training over the years in the hobby and in this type of career. And, you know, as a technician, I really, you know, you hear people, you know, trying to encourage others to upgrade, which, you know, I can understand because we're there to encourage people and not give up hope in the hobby. However, you know, as a technician, I never had the need to upgrade because I was enjoying, you know, the privileges, I hate to use that word, but the privileges that I had to use. And, you know, there's so many of them, even as a technician, you know, with all the different bands, the modes, you know, there, I could use something different every day and not use the same thing twice as a technician operator. And over the years, I've read a lot of material to where now the FCC has even, you know, moved the band spectrum up into the gigahertz range for a technician class operator. So, you know, it's continued to advance and, you know, into the next millennium or whatever you want, century or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, the thing is, let's not forget where we came from and where the hobby came from and to keep it going. It's kind of like building a house. You know, a house can't stand without a foundation. So we need to keep our hobby with a good, solid foundation to where it will maintain itself.
Good analogy. You know, if we don't keep a good foundation under us, we'll have to fall down and round our ears. But, yeah, we've been around a long time, but, you know, hope to keep stay around a while longer yet, but we'll have to wait and see. You know, we're not promised tomorrow, but we'll be here as long as we can. But, again, I appreciate all you do down there in and around Tacoma, and tell Pops we said hello. What else you been doing down there? Nothing much.
I hardly work. My brain does all the work, and God just gives me the grace to do it. But I'm working on a couple of big, one big project that I've been praying for about 6 years now, and God's finally opened the door for that big project to take off, and just kind of working on it, which I'll go into details later on once it's completed and whatnot. But other than working on that big project and, you know, doing odds and ends around the house and holding down the fort and enjoying all this nice weather before it gets too hot, can't complain.
Well, your big project goes well and everything comes to fruition on that. Just try to be patient, and if it's supposed to happen, it will. And we hope it does, and everything works out for you. But there again, you know, the weather is something that we can't control right now, which I'm happy about. Because if we were in charge of the weather, boy, it'd really be messed up.
That's a whole other topic I could get into, but I won't, because we ain't got enough time and day, or not. I know people don't want to hear me. But yeah, the weather's nice, and, you know, it's amazing what if we actually had control. And, of course, you know, it depends on how you look at things, theoretically. You know, we kind of do have some control, but not teetotal control. Only the good Lord has that, even though some humans try to manipulate it. But, like I said, we won't get into that tonight. But anyway, that's about all I got for the net tonight. Sound like you got a good one, like always. And you can put me down, I don't know if you've done the swap shop or swap net yet or not, but I am looking for a radio.
Right earlier there, Paul, but what are you looking for?
Well, due to some age and technical difficulties, I'm looking for another Kenwood, let's see, what's the model number, TM Tango Mic V71A, I think it is, Tango Mic V71A, dual band mobile radio. either that or either one of the Kenwood 700 or Kenwood, I think it's 710 is the next model. One of them model radios, preferably the V71A, because that's what we've been using. But looking for a good Kenwood dual band mobile radio to use with our repeater and stuff. So, but other than that, that's about it.
Well, how can folks get in touch with you if they run across one of those?
You can send me smoke signals if they want to, if they want to practice with one of the radios. No, I'm joking. Don't take it. You have to overlook my humor sometimes. They can reach me on my email, which I'm good on QRZ, or I'll go ahead and give it out. Save you some trouble. It's my call sign, N4DME, the number one at gmail.com. That's N4DME, the number one at gmail.com. Or either they could reach me on the phone at, hang on a minute, I gotta look, I don't never call myself. Number is 706-244-2879. 706-244-2879.
I got you down that you are looking for a Kenwood TMV71A, or if you can't find one of those, maybe a Kenwood a D700 or a 710, and they can reach you at n4dme1@gmail.com. Or they can reach you via telephone at area code 706-244-2879, correct?
I couldn't have done it no better myself. You done a good job. N4DME, back to net.
I'll go ahead and put that on the web page probably tomorrow, and then I'll start running it next week on the swap net. In the meantime, you and Mr. Don will take care. Y'all have a great evening and a wonderful day tomorrow. Don't work too hard and have a great day. Talk to you later. Enjoyed it there, Paul. We'll do it again. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Anything else heard? I guess that's going to wrap it up. I'll submit my net report and then we'll close the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 71 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night, and Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling, to the best of my knowledge, and give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, where our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.